Not everybody was able to attend ACB's convention, and even if you were in Louisville, of course it's impossible to get around all of the different activities that are there. And that's why we're really pleased to tell you that we have the proceedings on tape here of the VidPi seminar, that's Visually Impaired Data Processors International. I'd like to extend a special thanks to Rob Hubbard and John Mattioli and the others involved in not only producing these tapes for me, but also hunting me down and getting them to me so that I could take them back to New Zealand to air on Main Menu. Over the next few weeks, we will be working our way through the presentations from vendors at VidPi, so that even when we didn't manage to catch up with them at the exhibits, you'll be able to find out what is the latest and greatest in the assistive technology market. We're going to start that process today.
Okay, we have assistive technology, and Michael Barber will do a presentation this time.
I am Michael Barber, and I am working for the Iowa Department for the Blind with a project called Project Assist. Some of you may or may not be familiar with what we do, so I'll give you a real quick rundown here. Project Assist started back in 1996 because we felt a great need for blind people to learn how to use the Windows environment so that they could either maintain or get the jobs they wanted. Because we knew that the transition was taking place from DOS to Windows, and many blind people were on the verge of losing jobs. So we received a federal grant from Department of Education Rehabilitation Services, and that was a three-year grant, and now we're into our fourth year working on another grant. So basically what our project does then is we've developed tutorials which will show blind people how to use the Windows environment through the keyboard approach. There are two purposes for our project, of course. First, to be a self-paced tool that the reader can use so they can learn at their own pace. And secondly, so that the tutorials can be used as a professional tool in training groups or just in training individuals. Each of our tutorials contain the following format. First of all, we start with fundamental tasks. We attempt to cover the fundamental tasks that the particular program performs rather than focusing on what the screen reader can or cannot do. We provide the reader with enough information to complete basic tasks covered in the tutorial so that hopefully he or she will be able to then go on and figure out how to do other things that we don't cover in the beginning tutorial. Each tutorial takes a strictly keyboard approach. All exercises will include the keystrokes necessary to complete the tasks. We're assuming that the reader is not being instructor-led as they go through the tutorial. But as I indicated as well, these would be excellent tools that a professional trainer could use in a group setting. In each tutorial, you'll find a common structure. And we do this so that the multiple user of our tutorials will know what to expect. We start with an introduction which covers terms and styles used. I'm used to working for a credit card company. We talk about terms and conditions. Anyway, we cover terms and styles used throughout the tutorial, along with information about Project Assist. Lesson 1 will always cover basic information about the program that we're dealing with, what the program is, what it does, what the screen layout looks like, toolbars that are involved in the window, and that sort of thing. In Lesson 2, then we cover tasks which will teach the reader how to start the program, open a document or worksheet or an access database, whichever the program might be, and save their work and exit the program. Subsequent lessons then will deal with other basic features of the program, such as editing, printing, or in the case of MS Excel, performing simple calculations. The final lesson then will be what we call beyond the basics. And that, for instance, in Word, we would introduce, or Word or WordPerfect, we would introduce a reader to grammar checker, autocorrect, printing envelopes, and so forth. Or in Excel, we might introduce the person to the formula palette, and so forth. And then we also include appendices, which will talk about how to use the help feature, and we'll also talk about we'll also then talk about the equipment and settings that we use to get the results we got, just in case some of your results maybe aren't quite the same. The reader will then find basically three types of information in our tutorial: an overview of the topic, workarounds and strategies, and possible configuration changes, which we use to make the screen reader work a little bit better. Our tutorials cost $35. We used to give them away free, but unfortunately we had to quit that because the second round of funding we received was not nearly as generous as the first round. So we had to do a little bit of subsidizing there. And so the tutorials are $35. This, we feel, is a very reasonable price for our tutorials. We wanted to keep it in line with what sighted people pay for training materials they might buy at a bookstore. And so we kind of arrived at that price. The tutorials will include a tape copy of the tutorial, if you like, and also then a disc, which has all the tutorial files on it, plus exercises that we, if we used any in a particular, tutorial, any exercise files. You can also download our tutorials for $25 electronically from our website. I will give you our website address if you want to write it down. Our website address is http://www.blind.state.ia.us/assist. I'll repeat it again. www.blind.state.ia.us/assist. There you will find the link to download our tutorials. We also have on our site, if any of you were at CSUN this past year, you know that we made a presentation. Basically, it was kind of an overview of what you can do in the Office 2000 package. We dealt with email programs. We dealt with Outlook. We dealt with Excel. We dealt with PowerPoint. Basically, what we were trying to do was to show the basic sort of things that a person might do during the course of a regular work day. So we performed different tasks. On our page, we have that handout in either a Word or a text format, which you, and that's free to download, or to download from the site. I have with me today a whole list of our tutorials that are available at the present time. These are available, the lists are available in either large print or on disk. I have them up here at the front table. I don't know, Frank, how you want me to deal with handouts, what the best procedure is. I can leave them up here and you folks can just take them. Okay, so I will leave them up here at the, as you're facing the head table, the left end. Right now they're kind of to the right of the podium, but they will be at the left end of the head table, and they're free to take. So take them, please. I don't want to take it back. And so they're free to take. Right now, we are working on a tutorial for developing and putting together Access databases and doing queries and forms and reports. That tutorial will be coming out, and we'll be using JAWS for Windows with that particular tutorial. We were attempting to do one with Window Eyes. We cannot complete that at this time, but as soon as GW Micro It supports Microsoft Access with their set files. We'll be more than happy to do that. Doug has indicated to us that that's coming. So, but we did get a start on it. We think Access is something that's very needed for people to be able to learn in their jobs. Newest tutorials that we have, Word 2000 with JAWS and Window Eyes. We have Outlook Express 5 with JAWS and Window Eyes. Outlook 2000 with JAWS and Window Eyes. And Eudora 4.x with JAWS and Window Eyes. Yes.
Microsoft Access.
Yes.
Is that tutorial going to be as far as developing actual Access forms and creating the queries using JAWS?
Yes.
Not just using Access.
Right.
I don't suppose you have to know offhand. How in the world do you expect to like drop any of the objects onto the form? You are going to have...
Yeah.
Oh, go away.
But you're right. That would be I don't know how all that's going to work at this point. My other co-worker is doing the JAWS end of this, and so I don't know yet how that's going to work. I'm sure we're going to come up with some kind of a workaround. Microsoft, in all of its wisdom, has not some of the parts of Access are not terribly accessible with the keyboard.
Yeah, I mean it's basically just where you actually have to create the forms themselves. Almost everything else isn't too bad.
I think pretty much we're as far as the forms are concerned, I think we're using the Forms Wizard. I know we're doing some of that.
Yeah, with the Form Wizard, it's not a problem. It's if you have to actually custom design something.
Yeah, and I don't think we're going to get into that particular part of it, into the actual custom designing.
Okay, fair enough. All right, thanks.
I see what you're saying. So, yeah, I don't think we're going to actually get into that. Okay. We accept Visa or MasterCard for payment, or checks, or cash, or your neighbor, or whatever you want to give us, you know. We also have an email address that you can send requests to, and if you want to send your credit card information, you may. This is on the handout we have too. But the email address is assist@blind.state.ia.us. And Jolene's phone number to get to her directly is 515-281-1357. And we'll be glad to take your order. Also, I got just one more thing and I'm done. If any of you know of any really great funding sources for us to use, we would be more than happy to hear from you. I'll be here at convention all week. I'm in room 590. We're always looking for funding so that we can continue our project. Thanks a lot for your attention.
And there will be plenty more of presentations from vendors that were given at the VidPi seminar in the coming weeks on Main Menu.